Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustic, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, hello, hello. It's Holly Rustic here with Grant Writing and Funding, and welcome to another episode of the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast. Today on the podcast, I have Jody Riley, who is the founder of Innovant Grants, and you are going to love this episode. This is definitely for all of you who are a freelance grant writer, grant professional, building a grant agency, as well as nonprofits out there wanting to know how to connect and work with a grant writer. This is also for you if you are a funding source. So if your organization actually gives out funding or grants or capacity building or works with nonprofits to build them up. We talk about something very specifically on how you as a grant writer can build a relationship with a funding source to do grant writing capacity for your community, and vice versa, how if you're a funding source, how you can leverage grant writing professionals to help build the capacity of nonprofits out there, especially if you're trying to reach very marginalized nonprofits who may not have a grant writer or staff or know anything about writing grants and then are barred basically from applying for your funding. And you're like, how can I be able to get more applications from these marginalized nonprofits? So tune in today. Jody is also a member of our Grant Professional Mentorship Program, and she's been able to use our systems to increase her benefits and her features inside her agency, as well as get support while she is scaling her agency. Today, we're going to talk about Jody's Coffee with a Grant Writer events, how you as a freelance grant writer can provide invaluable connections and support to nonprofits, and leverage collaborations. So for all of today's show notes, definitely jump over to grantwritingandfunding.com/316. You're going to find a place to be able to contact Jody and see what she's all doing in her grant writing agency in Florida. And Jody is also the president of the Grant Professionals Association Central Florida chapter. So if you're in Florida, you might know Jody if you're part of the GPA down there. So definitely jump over once again to grantwritingandfunding.com/316 to find out more about Jody, as well as our Grant Professional Mentorship Program, which helps people who are running grant writing businesses to scale. So once you're at that point where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm getting way more clients than I can handle and I need to build out some staff, we show you how to build a team, and we also show you how to build passive income streams into your grant writing business by creating online products and so much more. So definitely join our waitlist. And if you're new to grant writing or even a seasoned grant writer, but you're starting a grant writing business and you want to make sure you have all your systems in place, that will be our Freelance Grant Writer Academy, We'll have both links to join our waitlist for both of those because the doors are closed for both of those right now, but you can be sure to get on the waitlist so as soon as they're open, you will be notified. So go to grantwritingandfunding.com/316 because as you've been listening, if you've been listening to the last few weeks, we had Brian on, we had Elena on, we have Jody on today. These are all members in our grant professional mentorship, and these are real stories and results that they've gotten in their businesses through this program. We'll also be having more people from our academy come on and give you a little behind the scenes on their business and the support that they've gotten from our programs as well. We love being able to do this because every grant writing business is very different because you all come in with your own goals of why you want to run a business. So we work with you on that basis and then structure your business according to your why, right? According to how you want to create flexibility and freedom in your life. We structure and what your passions are and your experience. We structure your business based on that. And people are building out businesses. Some of y'all, you know, you're like, no, I'm good. I just want a few clients on the side. That is fine. That's the academy as well. But even in the academy, we're teaching people to how to build out fully booked freelance grant writing businesses. And in the mentorship, it's the next stage. You need to start hiring people. You want to keep building out an actual agency. Then you can get inside our mentorship program. All right, here's Jody.
Holly, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, so fun. So we just had our one-on-one last week. We do a one-on-one coaching now inside the mentorship. So it's been so fun to see the inside of your business and behind the scenes and all of that. And I love what you're doing as far as how you offer services to any like nonprofit that comes to you where they're at in their journey. Because a lot of grant writers will just write federal grants for like larger nonprofits or just startup grants for startup nonprofits. And you've kind of built this menu that's scalable for you as well. I love that. So we're going to dive into that today. I just want to go ahead and welcome you and ask you, how did you get started in grant writing?
Oh man. Okay. So this is a kind of a fun story. So my journey was definitely, I think, different than most grant writers. So I kind of always worked in nonprofits since I was like 18 years old. That's kind of where just my path was throughout the course of my career. Ended up working for the state of Florida Department of Economic Opportunity on a federally funded program called the WIOA program. It's a pretty big deal. Most states have it. I think all states have it. So, you know, we were working with federal funds and doing lots of things like that, but there was a lot of constraints with federal money, like as everyone knows. I was the director of the program, so I didn't write the grants per se. It was like boots on the ground, making sure services were engaged in four counties in Florida. And I was just getting frustrated with the constraints of federal funding and not being able to like provide what youth in my program needed to be able to move into jobs, employment, work, and post-secondary education. Things like making sure their electric was paid or that they had a bike to get to work. So I actually tried to quit. My boss said, hey, you know, this isn't going to solve anything. Like, you leaving isn't going to help these youth. It's not going to help the program. It's not going to help anything. We've got to find another way. So her and I talked through, and she kind of like led the conversation into like, let's look for outside funding sources because then you have less constraints. So I applied to a local bank for like a small amount of like $10,000. But that $10,000 that I won was like life-changing for these kids. And it was life-changing for me. And from that point on, I was absolutely hooked. So it's interesting because I started at the like, federal level and then like worked my way down to like, oh, this is like the grassroots kind of stuff. But I'm thankful for that journey because I feel like I got a good array of learning about grants from every angle and then really seeing what a small grant can do for four communities. I mean, four counties, and we were able to make significant impact with that little $10,000.
You started when you said 18, was it?
When I was 18 years old, yeah, just working in, you know, different nonprofit organizations, really at the programmatic service delivery level. So when I went to work for the state, I was a little bit older, like late 20s. And when I wrote my first grant, I was, you know, like at that level and frustrated with how the funding went. And then my boss, the person who inspired me to write that grant, she retired. And I decided that without her there, it just wasn't the same. So I left as well shortly after her. And during the pandemic and a little bit before that, I just realized that, you know, I was looking for the right position, waiting for the right job to come along. But because of the relationships I built in the community through that program, organizations just kept reaching out to me and saying, like, hey, while you're looking for a job, can you help with this grant? Mm-hmm. So I got into, like, you know, consulting and freelance grant writing. And every time a job offer would come up that I wanted to explore, I was too busy with freelance clients to take the job. So
I love that.
My husband looked at me, he goes, well, I think this is your job. And I was maybe it is. So that's kind of how the journey started. And then from there, it just grew. I didn't realize that there was such a need in our community for freelance grant writers, and that I would have the kind of impact that we've been able to have, and that we would be able to support so many really worthy causes. So I feel very, very lucky.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah. And just starting like your whole journey is being like, no, I just want to like, kind of like get out of here or whatever, because I'm so frustrated, right? We see that a lot. There is a lot of frustration with grants and so forth. So I'm so glad that you decided to diversify your funding sources, right? And they encourage you to do that. And yeah, and I love that too, because sometimes it's really not the size of the grant, right? Like you can make a huge impact, even on $1,000 sometimes. Like those are sometimes like the most exciting grants for a community, is winning their first community foundation grant of like 500 even, and just like getting their foot in the door and being like, oh, this is possible, right? It's that opens up that possibility factor. And it's like, whoa, we can do this. So good on you. And you've kept that kind of close to your heart, right? So you know how to write federal grants, you know how to write foundation grants, you're looking at these different types of grant funding, right? And for you too, with that going, we need to have a diverse a service offering, since we have a diverse need, and there does need to be diversity. Like, it seems like that's kind of like, even I didn't know that story of how you opened, but now I'm hearing that and looking at your services going, oh, that kind of makes sense now.
Right, definitely. And you know, it's interesting, we had a client just last week that got a really small grant, like $500 from a corporate foundation, a big corporate foundation, but they got, you know, $500. And they're a small program housed inside of a public school, and they were so excited because it was for their like community garden. So they got this thing going, like up and going immediately with their $500. They like went through it very quickly. But they were like posting pictures and thanking the foundation, and we're over here thinking like, oh my gosh, you guys, it's not, you know, it wasn't that much. But we take it for granted. Like, it really does make a huge difference. So it was just so heartwarming to see how impactful that, you know, that can be at that level.
I love that. Yeah, I love that so much. And so, yeah, I also wanted to dive in, because you do something that's very interesting, is how you've been able to connect with your community too, is you have the coffee with a grant writer, right? And can you talk about that a little bit? Because those freelancers out there, they're like, how is she getting in the community so much? What if I didn't start at a community organization? Like, how do I break my way into the community and create an identity? And for me, like those types of things that you're doing, like as I started with those two, like finding an anchor, like nonprofit or something like that, where you can kind of like leverage them as well to get your name out there. So can you talk about your coffee with a grant writer and what you do there in Florida?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So coffee with a grant writer is like my favorite thing that I do every month. And how it started is you know, I have a heart for like nonprofits that are starting out, or maybe can't necessarily afford to engage in professional grant writing services, but just need to understand even the process of grants, right? So I had this idea, it was kind of like on my heart, and so I had coffee with with a local funder who I had built a little bit of a relationship with, just going to their events and making sure that, you know, I kind of engaged with them and attending their grant info sessions and stuff. So I knew them and in the peripheral. And him and I sat down and had coffee, and I said, hey, I'm thinking about doing this this community kind of give back. I want to do a coffee with a grant writer. I'm just going to, you know, do it at a local coffee shop. A few people can come. I just wanted to let you know. And if you guys want to share it on your Facebook page, that'd be great. And he was like, no, you can't do that, because I want you to do it at my office. You can have our conference room. We'll provide the coffee. I want you to show up every month. And we've now been doing that for a year and a half. So, yeah, it's fantastic. We have sometimes 25 to 30 nonprofits show up. We have nonprofits that drive up to an hour away to get here for coffee with the grant writer. It's a super informal, fun conversation. I bring a topic, but we don't even always get to it, because people come with loaded with questions. And it's great to be able to think through some of their processes and problems, and then the other part of it is they get to connect with other area nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So sometimes they're building connections or creating collaborations that will strengthen their grant application. And we have people that come every single session. We have people that only come when they're able or when the topic kind of pertains to them. So it's been great. It's a wonderful and a lot of fun. I think a lot of fun. And it gets me out. Well, first of all, out of the house, because you know we're grant writers, so it's like in our office, on our computer, on our keyboard. So it keeps me social. And then it also it's just a great way to kind of be out there and stay connected to the nonprofit community.
Yeah, I love that so much. And that's something that you also then get a lot of your clients from, right? They turn into clients when they come to these because they get to know you. They see that you're an expert, that you give feedback, that you know what you're talking about. And, oh, you have services too, right? So can you talk to me kind of like how you position that? Because it's kind of a soft sell, I would imagine, right? Especially if somebody else is sponsoring it.
Yeah, it is. And I try not to bring my services to the forefront in it. You know, I'll mention it and I'll say, like, they're always laughing. So I'm always like, okay, shameless plug. Like, here's what we do in that case. But I try to give information and we always have handouts. We always have links that we share. We always have we're giving information for free no matter what. And I think that that's really, really important to keep in mind, that I'm not there to sell my services. I'm there to help.
Yeah.
If I'm asked about services, sure. And do I get business out of it? Oh, absolutely. Because I think one of the things that happens is people realize how complicated grant writing can be. And then they're taking a step back and going, oh man, I could really use some professional help. This is a lot to process. So I think that that's happened quite a bit. And it's a good thing for everybody, I think. But yes, it is. It does definitely result in some business too, which I think is a bonus. For sure.
Yeah, no, it's definitely good because if you just think about like this is a service they also are looking for and want, right? So it's just another value add. Even if you pitch your services, even softly, like that's a service, it's a value add service, right, for them, because they want to know, oh, this is complicated, I need help, you know. So it's a really good valuable thing to offer. But I love that too, because and that's what I've always found whenever I've even attended other grant trainings, like federal grant officers will do like free grant training sometimes. That was a way I used to always get clients too, which is funny. I would show up, and just because they knew I was a grant writer in the room and I would be responding to some of the questions, I would always get clients that way, because they show up going, this is more difficult than I thought it was going to be. I thought I could show up and figure out how to do this, but I can maybe eventually, but it's going to take a lot of my time and I don't have that. Right. So I found that too. Yeah.
That's always how it happens. And, you know, one other really cool thing has been that it has helped me to figure out where the need is and fill gaps. One of the things that was kind of born out of Coffee with a Grant Writer has been to provide digital downloads and templates. So I know where the need is. I know that these smaller organizations or founders that are just starting out are like, we really could use some resources, and they, you know, can't afford professional grant writing services at this stage. So we were like, how can we, you know, fill this gap? And through that, we were able to create some digital downloads and templates that still produce them a little bit of income for us for our time and effort, but also give them what they need to step into the grant writing world.
Oh, I so love that. Awesome. Yeah, and I've seen your downloads. You have a lot of great ones, and it saves them a lot of time, right? That they don't have to think about, how do I create a letter of commitment or like those kind of things, at MOU, like how do I do these things without having to commit? I think you even have a logic model, don't you?
We do. We have a logic model, a sample, and a template. We try to do like a sample one and a template for everything. That way they have like something to work from. It's not like just like this blank thing with columns. You're like, what do I do? What do I put here? So we offer all of that. And that was really born out of us being responsive and receptive to what was being said in Coffee with a Grant Writer and what they were saying. Like, this is the need that we have. And I also think like I, you know, without making those connections, I may not have never learned that or figured that out without having an event where people felt free to ask questions and talk about what was needed in their organization.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great way to do market research, right? Because you're hearing what their actual needs and some objections would be maybe to services, right? And all of that, and figuring out who's coming, right? Who's really needing this and who's showing up, who's serious about writing grants for their organization. So That's fantastic, and that you've been able to create. Okay, let's do some downloadables for those who can't afford our services but still want some support. And then for your services too, has that helped kind of organize what types of services or different packages maybe to develop as well?
It definitely has, and I think it also, we had like prospecting, you know, grant reviews and grant writing, of course, like already kind of designed. It really, really helped with digital download. And then one of the other creative ways that it helped us to understand a new direction or a need was the fact that that funder was like, no, we need this. I want to support this. I want to promote this. And that really opened a pathway to like, funders need professional grant writing help, you know, grant writer help too. Mm-hmm. So now we kind of have found ourselves in a position where we're being contacted by funders. They're asking questions. They want to get involved. And I really love that because as grant writers and nonprofit leaders all know, sometimes talking to a funder is scary and intimidating. And that has been a great experience even for me to kind of, you know, we all kind of have that like, ugh, are they going to be mad when I call them or contact them? But this is what opens the door to a great multiple great relationships with funders where I can, you know, I feel very comfortable asking questions, calling, getting clarification, you know, essentially like bothering them at every step as the way that they, as they need to, because we have that relationship. And I think that is something that's so important for nonprofit leaders too, to just pave that way.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting too. It's like the conversation about funders is shifting, right? So it used to feel like they're so separate and they're on this pedestal and, you know, the whole, like, we might hear back from them, we might not. And while that's still kind of existing and like, you know, the relationship in a way, it's starting to change. I know Founded Technologies, they started doing these amazing panels where they bring the funders and they say, hey, let's ask the nonprofits here what we could change, what we could do better, right? And actually bringing both to the table and having like just candid conversations together. So it's not just like the nonprofits asking the funders, oh, how do we perform better? But it's no, it's the opposite way. It's saying your applications are way too burdensome. You know what I mean? Like it's hard. It's going to be hard for you to get money in our community if you're putting these restrictions. Like, so they're having more of those types of conversations. And I think that's so fresh and needed to move forward, especially as we're really changing the conversation about how do we get more monies into marginalized nonprofits, right? These smaller nonprofits that don't have a lot of capacity. So are you finding that too, just with your relationships with funders? Like it sounds like in a way that's coffee with a grant writer, they understand, hey, let's get some information out to nonprofits, right?
Oh yeah. And like, not only do they like host the event, but they attend, like their staff is almost always there. And they provide a funder lens. So when people are like, I'm frustrated about this character count limit, they'll like, it's a very open conversation though. So they'll step in and be like, well, from a funder's perspective, like we need that information, you know, but we can't be reading your book report. So you can't, you know, overwrite us. And then it gives everyone like a mutual understanding and they can meet on common ground. Whereas like, you know, if you're just looking at an application portal, you don't get that kind of back and forth.
Wow.
So they understand where each other are coming from. And I think that's really nice. And I love it when not just the funder that hosts the event, but other area funders attend every once in a while. And it is like my favorite thing because the conversation is just so robust with them there.
Mm-hmm. I love that you have that platform and, you know, they're able to do that. Like what a great funder to be able to get. And like you said, it is having that I don't think we do that as much anymore as like, let's meet in our community and talk about things. It seems like, you know, everything's very polarized right now. So I like that you guys are breaking down that polarization just to have conversations and to see each other's perspective. Like, I think that's a lost art and we need to bring that back more and more. So I love that so much. And yeah, so that's a great thing. So people can get involved potentially with funders in their community, right? As a grant writer, as a freelance grant writer, would you recommend they reach out to some of their community foundations and be like, hey, do you guys have anything like this for the community? I'd be happy to maybe do something like this. How would you recommend freelance grant writers out there do that?
Yeah, I definitely think that just, you know, sending an email asking for coffee with them, you know, meet them for coffee, start with that, lead with a cup of coffee and just have a conversation to say like, hey, I heard about this idea, this thing is going on in Florida with Innovant, and I'd love to replicate it I don't know that there would be any funder that was like, yeah, no, we're not doing that. You know, I think they would all be like, oh, yes. Because it's a way for them to provide capacity building to the organizations that they support. Mm-hmm. And as long as, you know, it's kept as more informational and not sales-based, I think it's such a value add to the community. So I would say, yeah, because all you got to do is just pick a funder and reach out. And I think the community foundations are really the best place to start for that. So Children's Services Councils, United Ways, community foundations, those are really, like, I think, the best starting point. Although sometimes you have some really involved family foundations that also may be a good starting point. We've got a few in our community that are really great and also come and support Coffee with a Grant Writer and are involved.
I love that. And then the other thing that you mentioned, which I thought was great, is approaching funders and that how this just naturally started to build your partnerships with various funders, right? And you're looking at building that as well to provide these types of services, even digitally, right? So looking at how can we grow this conversation more? How can we really start having more of these types of conversations and offering this value to nonprofits and just connecting those funders more in the part of the conversation? So can you talk a little bit more about how you're growing that part of your business? And if any funders are listening to the podcast out there too, like, they might be interested.
Sure. So it kind of took off here in Florida because, like, you know, one funder talked to the other and they were like, oh, what are you doing for capacity with your, you know, capacity building budget? And they're like, oh, we got a grant writer and she comes for coffee. And I also lead like a 2-day grant writing boot camp twice a year for them, for their funded organizations. So they're like, we do coffee with a grant writer and boot camp with a grant writer. And the other, you know, community foundations and children's services councils were like, really? Tell us more. Who are you using? So then it kind of turned into them sending emails and saying like, hey, would you come on over to the, you know, the other coast, or, you know, how do you feel about Orlando? So we're starting to have those conversations where they're seeking services in those areas. And to be honest, I think it could be done digitally if it needed to be, but I'm also willing to travel a little bit to do these just because I think there's a big value in the in-person, very personal approach. So I'm open to either one. If I like to travel, so it doesn't really like hurt my feelings to have to go, you know, somewhere for the day and get to spend time with nonprofits and learning about what they do in their community, in new communities. Kind of fun.
I love that so much. It's so important, right? Just to have those conversations and to offer the capacity, because a lot of foundations and funding sources, they're not really offering that capacity. And they're, you know, it's hard for them to really connect to their community sometimes. So it's such a great, great service that you all are doing. So let's segue into talk about then, you have different packages and different services for different types of nonprofits. So can you kind of talk about like what that looks like and how you've been able to scale it out, your business out to do that?
Sure. So I really believe in this like mantra of like a no wrong door approach for nonprofits. Like we pride ourselves at my firm on being able to provide some sort of help or support to everyone, no matter what stage they're in, whether that be like attending Coffee with a Grant Writer or our digital downloads, which are like the smallest steps, I think, or the most like cost effective steps to like a grant review, which is a great option for an organization who maybe can't hire us to write the full grant, but can definitely like afford for us to review it and help and provide some input on the back end. And then we have an academy, we have a grant writing genesis course, which is just a little bit deeper for like learning how to write grants. And we include a free grant review with that, which is really awesome. So they even get the, you know, they take the course and then they get us looking at their grant, providing feedback for the first one that they do after they complete it. And from there, we kind of step into, you know, prospecting services. So we'll look for the grants, of course, grant writing services on a per project basis. And we also do like retainers for the larger clients that are, we just literally become their grants department. Doing all of the writing and prospecting, writing, editing, reviewing, submitting, sometimes managing on the back end and reporting, keeping up with the grants calendar. We kind of do it all at that level. So we stay pretty busy with all of that. And I think we have a diverse offering, menu of services that really allows everyone to access some sort of support from where they're at.
Right. And you definitely have a team to do this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was just me. It was just when I'm much better at going, oh, I'll just hire someone and we can, you know, we can expand, we can grow, we can find, which everybody's welcome here. So I hired, my first hire was a bookkeeper, honestly, because I just, I got one brain, it's focused on grants, like, my goodness. So that was the first step, and I needed her in QuickBooks for me. And then after that, I brought on an associate grant writer who I really trained from the ground up, and she's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, another beautiful thing about this, how this works is that she's a mom to twin girls who were born early, and so she's able to be home with her girls and work for me. So we provide a ton of flexibility, which makes me feel really good about my company and what I'm able to do for the people that work for me. So brought her on, and then another grant writer after that on a part-time basis. I have one full-time, one part-time, and then a virtual assistant. So right now, we have a team of five. Probably in the next 6 months, that will expand to a team of six. We're looking at bringing on a research assistant, somebody to do the prospecting for grants, but also like the, you know, digging up the data and as needed for applications. Yeah. So
that's time consuming.
It is, and you have to have like the brain for it. Yeah. And I have creatives right now because, you know, they're good at writing, and they do it well. It's just like, they're like, it'd be really cool if we had someone else that did this. That's fair, guys. So I think we'll continue to grow. We have clients in about 8 states right now, and we have 2 international. We work in two countries, Kenya in Africa, mm-hmm. and then also in Guatemala. Yeah, and so we love expanding to our international. That's been a really cool journey. Very different mm-hmm. than what we're used to. But yeah, it's been good. It's definitely a lot of fun.
I love it. And then, so you just started really scaling, would you say 2020, 2021?
Yeah, 2020, I really just spent time like creating the business and like formalizing everything. And I really didn't even get creative with the branding or any of the fun bits. I was just trying to figure out what I was doing, like how to write a contract and like how to set up QuickBooks. Yeah. And then in 2021, I kind of started to, you know, build momentum a little bit. I brought on our associate grant writer, first one, and I started to see that like there was, you know, the need was growing. And then, you know, she's very creative too. So she had a lot of input about like we should, you know, style our branding like this, or we should, you know, mm-hmm. we should do things like this. So she was an integral part of the journey of making us what we are today. And we have a company culture. We have a very good, you know, brand that we're very proud of. So that was all her. Yeah. And then, yeah, from 2022, 2023 and into 2024, it's just been a steady path of growth. And I really, when I started, did not think, I thought that I was going to have 2 or 3 clients and I was going to like float in the pool half the day and like be kind of a kept woman. I was like, I'll pick up a couple clients, fine. Like, he's like, okay. And then it just exploded. And I, you know, I'm loving it. It's great. It's wonderful. It's definitely not what I was expecting. And I have no time for the pool.
That's what I always tell people. Like, they're like, can I get enough clients? There's always like that whole, like when you start grant writing, and I'm like, oh, in no time, you're going to need to be hiring help. Right. You know what I mean? Like, that's how quickly you grow. And even with you, like you've had this going on, you've worked with nonprofits for a long time, been grant writing, but your business just took off like that. Right. Like, there is a huge need for grant writers out there that you see every day.
For sure. And I think as long as you like position yourself as a freelancer to take the pressure off your clients, like mm-hmm. to help them to alleviate stress, to alleviate pressure, you're going to do very well, because they'll talk and they'll say, hey, I have a great grant writer and she's intuitive, or he's intuitive and gets our programs, and he can look at our budget, or she can look at our budget and get what they need for this application. And, you know, I'm answering minimal questions. I think that's really great too, because you know, it's worth the investment if you're taking the pressure off and you're making things go smoothly for them. It really is.
Yeah, definitely. And I just think, like, if you can write grants, like freelancers can focus on writing grants, and then the executive director can focus on managing the nonprofit. Like, that's enough. Right, because that's what they need to do. But so often we see executive directors or other program people, they're also writing the grants and they're not doing their job, or they're trying to do both. And it's So they just can't do it all, right? It's just so overwhelming. They get burned out, all of the things. They're not really then focusing on maybe scaling the nonprofit or growing it or doing the services because they're always caught up in the funding aspect and writing the grants and keeping on track of all of the things. So that is like you mentioned, like to your point, such a huge relief for them, right? On that, on getting, taking that off of, and you can focus on that. Like you can focus on your business or your nonprofit now because I'll be writing the grants. And I also liked, I really loved how you said, I'm the grants department now. I'm your grants department. I was like, oh, that's such a nice way of putting it. Like that's such a good, you know, selling point as well. And it's true. And I love that how you said that. So I just wanted to comment.
Oh, thank you. I literally do say it to clients because I'm like, they're like, what do you do for us? And I'm like, no, I'm your grants department. I'm like, we're good. Yeah. I mean, I do ask them to communicate with a funder because I want that relationship to be built with a nonprofit, not with us or not with me necessarily. So that's really like the part, but I mean, I'm like crafting the email and telling them like, hey, send this email to them. Let me know, you know, keep me in on it. We really try, especially for our like retainer, our bigger clients to take that pressure off and to make it very seamless and easy for them to have a robust grant program.
Yeah, I love that. I know I've done that in the past too. Like I'll even write like a draft email, like here's what you send to the funder, but it needs to come from you.
Yep, that's exactly what I do. I'm like, it needs to have your email, like .org on the end of it. That's all it is. That's what needs to happen. But I'll totally craft email for you. It's fine.
Yep.
So we're definitely in that level. We'll just take it all on and do it. And we love it. We enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, awesome. So before we get off today, I also want to like bring up the mentorship. So you're in the mentorship and just so you can share like how it's been an ROI for your company. You've been in it for about 5-6 months almost now. Yeah. So yeah, how has it been going? I love it. I know we just had our one-on-one last week. So.
Yeah. It's great. Now's a great time to talk about it because we did our one-on-one last week and I got so much information from that. Thank you again. I think the most important thing for me is that I definitely felt really alone before because, you know, they're staff. Their concern shouldn't be how to run the business. And so it was hard because I feel like I had no one to talk to. And then I had, before, I'll be honest, before I decided on the mentorship program, I had talked to other business consultants, but they didn't understand a grant, like grant consultancy or grant firm. They did not understand it. And I felt like you integrally do understand it. Which has been super valuable because everything that I say, you immediately get it. We spend very little time on me explaining why I do things. You totally understand the why. And we spend a whole lot of time on you helping me organize my thoughts and prioritize and take and giving me actionable steps that take us to the next level. So I so appreciate you just I feel like we have this like invisible map that we just like lay down between us, you know, and when we do our Zoom calls and like you map out like the path forward. You're like, no, take this way, take this route, because this is going to make things so much easier for you. This is how you want to present it. And that has been a huge value add for me. And then of course, like the partnership and like learning about, you know, the other people in our mentorship program, my like classmates, I guess, and what they're doing in their businesses and kind of how they're positioning things has been really helpful to just see the diversity in our field. Like there aren't really any grant consultants where I'm at. So having those connections, those professional connections, like I didn't know how much I missed it, but I really did. So thank you for that, for making me not alone in this.
Yeah, so I know what it is, because the grant writers are like notoriously, we're in a silo, right? So it is hard, and we're working from home too. And even if you're at a nonprofit and a grant writer, you're kind of in your own little space, right? So it's just like you're in your little cubicle off to the side. But even though you need to talk to everybody, you're still like, okay, I'm like laser focused on this one thing. So I love that you've been able to find those connections too within the mentorship. So that's really, really important. And I like what you said too, like you checked out other business consultings or coaching programs right before joining this one. And that's why I made this one too, because there's so much out there for entrepreneurs, you know, even like agency owners too a bit, but not in this direct like space that we're in, right? So not about grant writing necessarily. So that's why I was like, yeah, we need to build this. And even how the mentorship is different than the academy, the freelance academy we have, is those are people who are new Academy is for people who are new coming into their business, but we wanted to make the mentorship for people just like you, Jody, right? Like that are saying, I have this agency now I'm developing and I'm hiring people and I'm building it and scaling. How do I, you know, do that in the like most peaceful and profitable way that still aligns to my beliefs, my values, and my business? So yeah, super excited to do that. And super excited that you're there and able to do that with your business. So have you also found the systems and strategies that we have as well helpful for your business as you scale it?
I think, yeah, definitely. So it the systems that you developed to like put me in a different mindset of like with things I'm not thinking about, right? So like they're not, they have these ideas that we talk about in the mentorship program, like haven't crossed my mind. So that's been really helpful. And the workbooks are awesome because I'm not a great auditory learner, but I am an excellent, like, if I write it down, I know it. So like, I'll be honest, like we're talking it throughout the calls, you know, and I'm like jotting down every little thing because I'm a note taker and that's how I learn. So that's been really cool. And then I'll tell you like one of my favorite things just because I'm a complete like book nerd is the, like the assigned reading, the books, yeah, the book club. And I really love the books. Normally I don't like entrepreneurial journey, like self-help books, but the first one we read, I was like in love with it. Like I've taken notes. I made like my own little like bullet point thing chapter by chapter. I'm such a note taker. I'm such a nerd. And then moving on to the next one soon. So I just like a book club. That's been a huge draw for me. I like that a lot.
Oh, I love that so much. Yeah, it's funny. We always get so much good feedback on our book club because I really take the time to curate really good books, right? Really, because I'm like an author as well. So I spend a lot of time looking at these books, looking at reviews, seeing what's going and reading them and making sure they're a good fit for us. So yay, so excited about that. All right. So yeah, so lots of things going on in your business as you continue to grow. I love that you just did a rebrand as well. So super excited to see everything in your business with your rebrand and all of the things going forward. So those people listening out there, they're like, I want to know more information. I want to meet with Jody and hear more about her services or whatnot. Where can they find you?
So the easiest way to get a hold of our team is to check us out at www.innovantgrants.com. And that's I-N-N-O-V-A-N-T. So innovantgrants.com.
Nice. Okay. And we'll have the link in the show notes as well. So yeah, so thank you so much for coming on, Jody. This has been I love when my people in the mentorship come on and we talk about the what you guys are doing inside your business and you can share that with other people. So thank you for helping people because they might be like, oh my gosh, they might get an amazing partner now in their community with their funding source to be able to connect and write grants and have all of that. So, but yeah, anything else you want to add before we close out today?
I don't think so. Well, you know what? Actually, I want to say thank you for having me, of course, and for all of your help and your support. I so appreciate you building this community for people like me and also for supporting us and uplifting all of us because you do that very well. And I so appreciate it. I would definitely at this point like call you a friend and I really appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I know. And I'm going to see you in Florida this year for at the nonprofit conference.
I'm very excited for that. I'm so glad you guys are coming here.
I love it so much. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, and that's what we love to do in the mentorship is we love to be in your business and we love to be on the back end and see all that because, you know, there's one thing I'd like to bring up just before we close out is you mentioned like not wanting your team to make business decisions necessarily, right? Because that's not really their role. But I find that we do that a lot if we don't have coaching ourselves. Like we sit right there with our team and be like, what do you think about this? And it's good to have some kind of that brainstorming, but sometimes we start asking them decisions that we as CEOs need to make and we need to have sort of sorted out even before we discuss with them. So then they really don't have the experience to give us feedback that might be helpful in those types of ways. So I feel like I was like, man, that's what I really also want to support is to be that coach, right? So you're not like then as you're hiring your team, then getting them involved in certain decisions, yeah, but certain decisions, no, right? So
they can support the ideas for sure. Like we definitely have, you know, talked about the things that you and I talked about last week and like gone through like breaking it down task by task and like what we're going to focus on first. We had a meeting for that today, but I also don't want to burden my team unnecessarily because they're focused on supporting the clients and helping clients, and that's what they need to do. So yeah. I feel like this is my job. Like, I need to do my job, and I need to give them the freedom and the space to do their job without, like, further burdens. Yeah. Of, like, worrying, you know, because it can create worry. Like, oh, is this, you know, going to go? Are we going to sell enough? Are we going to have a job? Like, I don't want them to feel like that. Like, I've got this, you know. I can make those decisions and then present them with the idea, and they can carry it forward from there. They do have really great ideas and feedback, but there's definitely a balance between what I should be doing working on the business and what they should be doing working in my business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love that. I love that. So I'm glad that you're finding that balance, because I feel like you're really good at that, and all the conversations that we have in managing your team. So I was like, that's awesome. So anyways, I decided to talk on that. Claire, I heard you say something. I was like, ooh, that's such a good note. I make sure we have that note. So yeah, definitely. Because I went through the experience before of being like, instead of delegating too much to my team, asking them for business decisions, and I shouldn't have been doing that to them. And I noticed that whenever I have my coaching, I don't need them for that. I need to make those decisions. And that's cleaned up my business a lot, right? Just in that. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks so much again, Jody, for coming on. Once again, you guys can definitely find her at InnovantGrantConsulting.com. Check her out. We'll have all of the notes in the show notes today as well, are the links there, so you can find out more about Jody. And yeah, my friend Jody, of course. Yeah, so thanks so much for coming on, and we'll see you back inside the mentorship.
Thanks, Holly.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Jody on the podcast episode today. We definitely love her no wrong door approach to supporting nonprofits and how she's been able to build out her business, keeps growing it out with the support of the Grant Professional Mentorship Program. For all of today's show notes, jump over to grantwritingandfunding.com/316. And if you loved this podcast episode, please do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and please leave a review and rating on your podcast player, as that does help other folks find this podcast. I'll see you next week on another episode of the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast.